Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 73, and it's a Tuesday, November 28, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre, where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news. And before we go on, we usually do our weekend updates. But yeah, that's right. Last week was
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope you guys had a good Turkey Day, and we had a good time. How about you, Ray?
I had a very good time. Mom was in town.
Oh, visiting. That's right. Your mom was here. I remember. Yeah. So she was awesome. It's good to hang out with her during the holidays. So on Thanksgiving Day, did you guys stay home?
No, we went to a friend's, Martin and Wine's.
Oh, yeah. That's where you guys
had Thanksgiving with them and Julio and had a good day with them, and then came back and we watched TV the rest of the night. We watched movies.
Oh, so. Harry Potter?
No, actually, wait a minute. No, Thanksgiving, I actually went down to Pasadena with Tamo and his family.
Oh, okay.
So we hung out there, and she stayed here and watched TV. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just went our usual. We went to Gary and Andrew's, and thank you very much, Gary and Andrew, for hosting last Thursday. We've been doing it for so many years. I remember even before when their son was born, the year before their son was born, we had our Thanksgiving dinner there. So that was 10 years ago. Oh, my God. He just turned 10. Anyway, so it's been a long time. It's been like a tradition that we've been going there. And after that, we watched Super Friends or Justice League Thursday night. So I got to see it last.
Yeah. Have you seen the Super Friends parody yet? Gay parody yet?
No, not yet.
Porn parody yet?
I still have to watch that. I don't know where to find it. I'll find it.
Y'all have to go check out the article on Gay Geek Bizarre on Facebook.
Yes, it's on Gay Geek Bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Read the article and watch the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm. So that was Thursday. Friday, we had an excellent lunch downtown. No, in Galleria area.
Yep.
We went to Moxie's. What's a Moxie's? What's Moxie's?
It's a Canadian chain that has opened up here in Houston. So it's their soft opening, and they were inviting people in to come try the food out, and it was all free.
Yeah. If you order one of each category, those will be free. But if you get more than one, you get to pay the other one.
And the alcohol wasn't free.
Yeah, I didn't get drinks either, but it was fun. I liked it. I liked the food. The pasta they ate was really good.
Yeah.
And the burger that Mike had is really good, too.
That pasta you had was very good.
Oh, yes.
The ribs were good. I had ribs. You had pasta. Mike had a burger. My mom had tacos. The ribs were
very, very tender, too, the one you had.
Yeah.
It's a very small piece, but it's really, really good. So. Okay. So what else have you been busy? Yeah, your mom was here.
Mom was here. We took her Saturday night to play bingo for the first time ever.
So it's her first bingo?
First bingo, so we corrupted her and took her to bingo.
Oh, my gosh. She's
didn't win anything. Marvin won, but we didn't. So. Oh. And then we sat around also and decorated the house over the weekend, and then we had Friendsgiving on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So. That was Sunday, and then we had, Is that new? Is that a new thing now that people are doing?
Well, no. Marvin and them were out of town for Thanksgiving, and everybody else was busy that I wanted to hang out with. So I was like, I'll just do something Sunday. So we did the Friendsgiving.
Yeah, it turns out it really, really went well. So we had friends over. Yeah.
Maynard got drunk, and I'm sure my mom got all kind of stories out of him about me. I'm sure he told stuff that he shouldn't be telling because he was drunk.
Wait a second, me? Tell stories? I asked her more wild stories about you. Uh-huh. And she wasn't drunk, and she told me everything.
There were no wild stories about me. Right. Trust me. Nothing that she knows anyhow.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go into our articles for the day.
Okay.
I hope you guys enjoy this one. So, we want to take this one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, this week's gay. Federal judge clarifies that, yes, trans people can enlist in the military while courts debate Trump's shitty ban. A federal court has clarified that the U.S. military must move forward accepting transgender recruits beginning on January 1st, 2018, following a ruling that Trump's attempt to ban trans service members cannot be enforced while the case is reviewed in court. According to BuzzFeed, the Justice Department is in the process of appealing an injunction issued last month by the U.S. District Judge Colleen Kohler-Cokelly, though it first asked her to clarify whether that injunction would also stop Defense Secretary James Mattis from exercising his discretion to defer the January 1st, 2018 effective date for the accession. In other words, the Justice Department wanted to make sure that trans people wouldn't be allowed to enlist while the courts debated the constitutionality of Trump's ban. That's not what it was hoping for. In 2016, the Obama administration Defense Secretary Ashton Carter issued an order stating that the military would begin allowing transgender people to join by July 1st,
2017,
a date that Mathis pushed back to January 2018. But instead of confirming that Mathis would be allowed to defer the date again, Kohler Cotelli went the other way with solidifying it instead. As Kohler Cotelli wrote, the court explained that the effect of this order was to revert the status quo in regard to accession and retention that had existed before the issuance of the Trump presidential memorandum, she wrote. Those policies allowed for the accession of transgender individuals into the military beginning on January 1st, 2018. Any action by any of the defendants that changes this status quo is permanently enjoined. Preliminary enjoined, yeah. As of now, two federal judges, one in Maryland and another in D.C., have filed injunctions blocking Trump's order.
Okay, so right now, they're still going to do it. They're still going to have transgender people.
Still the courts decide whether they can or cannot. They can still enlist on January 1st.
So what can happen right now, there's going to be a big surge of transgendered soldiers trying to enlist, and by the time they do decide, there's just too many of them.
We'll see. I don't think it's going to be that many running to go enlist in the Army and military. I'm sure there will be quite a few that want to do it. But
I'm sure there's going to be a spike. May not be in the millions, but probably a few thousand. Yeah. What I mean is there might be a spike that... Yeah. By the time this decision comes into fruition,
it might be like the gay marriage ruling that you didn't see all the gays running out to get married as soon as it was legal.
Yeah, that's true. But this one, because it was legal, there was a surge. But right now that it's going, they're trying to make it illegal for transgender to join the military, there's not going to be much
of it. So if you're transgender and you want to join the military, you better do it on January 1st and get it over with.
That's right, January 3rd. All right, so let's go to the geek. The geek here, I can relate to this because I always have my phone with me. It's always in my pocket. And,
is that what's really in your pocket, or are you just happy to see us?
That's right. I'm always happy to see you. Okay, so the substitute phone is designed to help smartphone addicts cope in their absence. So where do you keep it? Leave the phone in the car and you bring the...
I guess like if you're in a meeting and you don't want to be on your phone and stuff, you can take this and you can... It's like a fidget thing.
It's like a fidget spinner, but it looks like an iPhone. Okay. Yeah. So we've all been there fiddling with your smartphone because it's there, or reaching for it when you hear a text message notification. Austrian designer Clemens Schillinger created the substitute phone as a way to help smartphone addicts cope in its absence. Schillinger tells the Zine, is that a magazine? It's a magazine, I guess, over there, that more and more phones are becoming an addicting object in our lives. Users constantly play with them, even if they're not looking for a message or expecting a call, as he was inspired to design a tool that would help stop this checking behavior, in quotes. So Schillinger designed five facsimile phones made of black polyoxymethylene plastic with stone beads embedded in the surface. Yeah, they're like marbles on top. So which allows a user to replicate familiar actions such as scrolling, pinching, or swiping. The goal is that it could be used as a coping mechanism for someone trying to check their phone less. The substitute phone, it's called substitute phones. Substitute phones don't appear to be for sale. His website says that his shop is coming soon. I guess it's just a prototype right now, and they're just thinking of how to sell it. But they were featured as part of an exhibition for the Vienna Design Week called #Offline. Designed for the good old real world, which took place earlier this fall. Remember?
So these are basically comfort phones.
They're comfort. Well, yeah, they're phones, but they're not.
Phone, but it's just something to hold in your hand to fidget
with. That's right. Because remember before with this phone, I had the ring thing, and I used to spin it around like a fidget spinner. It was really cool back then, but then it came to a point that the case is really bad. I wanted a thinner case, and And right now I'm not fidgeting with my phone too much. You know, I don't spin it around. It was pretty cool that I was able to spin it before, but I've never seen any other phone user spin the phone like that. But anyway, this is exactly what this is talking about, that people fidget with their phone all the time, even though they didn't have message. So do you always...
Yeah, I notice anymore that I'll like grab my phone and look at it at least 3 or 4 times when I like at work, an hour. Just like it'll be sitting there and I'll hear they're vibrating. I'll grab it. And it's like, oh, it's just an email. So
yeah. Well, especially if you're expecting some email from someone or a shipment.
Yeah, so
that happens. Okay, let's go to the bizarre. The bizarre.
And we've talked about this before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is new.
This is new, yeah. But we were talking about that.
But this is a different technique.
Different technique, but they were. It was very similar. It sounded like. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Getting a fecal transplant and a pill might just be effective as a colonoscopy. Getting a fecal transplant and a pill might be just as effective as getting one with a colonoscopy, according to new research. This could be very good news for people with a painful bowel infection, since taking a capsule by mouth is far less unpleasant than undergoing surgery. Fecal transplants involve replacing a person's feces in the bowel with those of a healthy donor. They're used to treat a type of infection brought by the bacteria Clostridium difficile that causes severe diarrhea and sometimes fever, nausea, and even kidney failure. Because the C. diff bacteria disrupts the normal bacteria in the gut, fecal transplants, which include plenty of healthy gut bacteria, can solve the issue. Though the procedure is usually done by a colonoscopy, in recent years, scientists have developed frozen pills that do the same thing. In a study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers found that two methods were just as effective after 12 weeks. The study followed 116 patients who were prone to repeatedly suffer from the infection. Half of them received a fecal transplant through a capsule and half of them through a colonoscopy. About 96% of the people in both groups were free from the infection after 12 weeks. Unsurprisingly, the people who got the capsules were much happier. DIY pills have been around for a while, and now doctors are making them too, with blended up stool samples from healthy volunteers. Patients might have to take a lot of pills for the therapy to work, but it's still less painful and uncomfortable than an invasive procedure, which can cost $3,000 out of pocket. It's worth noting that today's study didn't include people who had complicated forms of the infection, so a capsule might not be as good of a treatment for them. But for others, maybe health really can come in a pill, however unappealing it may seem.
Yes, so I could imagine the doctor would be there saying, okay, can you please donate your shit? And here's a vial, and then I'm going to scoop from there and kind of put it in a capsule and seal it and freeze it. And come a patient having a problem with his bowels, and just here are some pills that you can take. Yeah. So,
but how do you know who has truly healthful bowel movements and who doesn't?
Well, I'm thinking that if you want to be a donor, you have to submit a stool sample, and then they check the amount of bacteria that you have in your stomach. So then say, okay, you're a candidate, and usually they're, I don't know, in their 20s, 30s, probably in their 20s. Yeah. So because I remember back then, I think many years ago, during the Bear Podcast days, even I think we talked about this. We talked about this on this show. They actually
somewhere in the spring, I think.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but the way you get it, you have shit and you shove it in somebody's ass, and then I guess colonoscopy, and then put it in the right place, and then so that is very invasive, and I guess if you have time release capsules that can release the shit inside you when it's already inside your intestines.
Yeah.
So that's the best time to do it. I mean, I could imagine.
But you really want to deal with somebody else's shit?
Well, literally, it depends. If it would make me better, yes.
Okay.
Well, you have to trust the doctor.
Yeah.
But they did say that the effectiveness of it is just the same as having a colonoscopy, but colonoscopy is a lot more expensive, which reminds me, you should have your colonoscopy and check out your bowels. You might need to have it checked.
I'm sure.
See a gerbil or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Ray? No? Yes?
Gates
no.
Valhalla locked. Okay. Shut down tight.
All right. So I guess
they didn't even open up for Thor.
It's not even going to open up for Thor?
No.
Even if you put a hammer inside?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. So that's on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.
Bow chicka bow wow, bow 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 chicka bow bow.